Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is sponsored by Jane, a clinic management software designed to help you run your private practice smoothly. Choosing an EHR is a big decision, and one of the most important questions I asked myself was, is this software right for me and my practice needs? Jane understands the importance of this question and wants to help you feel confident in your decision to switch. They've put together a whole range of resources to help guide you, including weekly everything you need to know about switching to Jane webinars, step-by-step online guides, and both live and recorded demos. It's all there to help you figure out if Jane is the right match before you make the move. To learn more about Jane, click the link in the show notes to book a free demo. And when you're ready to sign up, be sure to use code ASHLEY1MO to get a 1 month grace period with your new account. Welcome to this week's episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. It's that time of year where everybody is already talking about, you know, goals and reinvention and what comes next with the new year. Honestly, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get through the next few weeks with all the things that we have on the calendar. So I don't want this episode to be one more thing that you have to think about, like, oh, it's more on my to-do list in this crazy time of year. But I want this to be like more of kind of like a coaching, but like a gentler kind of approach, something more grounded and kind of tangible for you to really consider and think about when it comes to your private practice and looking to the new year. So we're going to be talking about goal setting and intentions for 2026. I remember the end of 2019, I had set really specific goals and made big plans for the next year of how I wanted to grow my practice. You know, I was planning and intending to start my coaching business that year, and I had one kid at the time. I had, like I said, very big specific plans. And then a month later into 2020, I found out I was pregnant. A month after that, COVID hit and my world was completely upended. The plans that I had laid out for the year, some of them at the end of 2020 came to fruition. Others of them never crossed the finish line. But what I learned was that I wasn't failing, even though at times it felt like I was. But I had planned for that year for a version of me who did not exist that year. So we're going to talk about how you can be setting goals and intentions that honor the real version of you, the real kind of season that you're in, the real life that you're living as you are looking towards 2026. This episode's not about becoming a new person on January 1, having this like new approach to your practice, but about having clarity, setting intention, and then building a practice or continuing to build a practice that supports your life. So I am not a big fan of the word goals. I don't like to use them when I'm working with clients. And I think especially as therapist moms, I don't feel like traditional goals really work for us. When we think of goals, right? Like if we are used to writing treatment plans, we know of SMART goals, right? Like they have to be very specific, time-bound. And I think the rigidity of timelines when it comes to goals sets us as moms up for failure. You know, like this week we had a stomach virus that went through our household. And so I could have had like everything planned out this week and it all just got thrown out, right? So having a very specific rigid timeline of things having to be done by a certain, date or time to meet a very specific goal can be really, really hard for us as moms. I think really the kind of traditional goal setting also can kind of encourage this kind of hustle energy that a lot of us as moms just don't really have the time or bandwidth for. And I think, again, the kind of traditional goal setting assumes that there is uninterrupted time, right? That there's not disruptions. It doesn't really account or consider for the additional things that we're doing as caregivers, for the emotional load we're carrying, for the sick days that kind of inevitably happen. And then it can leave us as moms, I think, feeling like behind or inadequate, especially when we're comparing others who are in this same field, showing us their practices, and they may be at a different point than us, but they don't have the same life that we do because they don't have kids or their kids are at a different phase than us. So, therapist mom goal setting, I believe, is different. Our approach has to be more flexible. And I think it also has to be a values-based approach and really grounded in the reality of our capacity. So, we're going to be talking about intentions first before we really get into goals today. And when we do get into goals, we're going to kind of be dividing them into kind of four categories that we can kind of be thinking of that maybe you want to look at all four of them in kind of identifying some goals for yourself, but maybe there's one specifically that kind of stands out more to you. So, when we think about intentions versus goals, our intentions are kind of that internal compass. It's how do we want to feel? What is guiding us with our decisions? Our intentions, these can be measurable, but it is kind of the thing that is helping us to, have that lens through which we are deciding what we are engaging with or not engaging with. Our intentions can help us to feel, grounded. That may be the intention. It may be, I want to feel more steady. I want to feel less rushed. I want to feel more supported. I want to feel more connected, right? Those can be our intention. And then those help us to decide what are our goals that can help align to make sure that those things happen and that we feel those for ourselves. Our goals are going to be more external, they are going to be more measurable. They are going to be a structure for the intention, but they have to align together. So, an example of goals might be a 4-day work week, right? That aligns more with feeling less rushed or feeling more grounded. It may be raising your fee. It may be automating systems or intakes, those kinds of things in your practice. It may be marketing consistently. Those might be the ways that goals are showing up for you. So how do the like how would that look together as like an intention and a goal? So like your intention may be that, say, I want more predictability in my schedule. So the goal is to hold a weekly like CEO block meeting, like that's your admin time. That's the time that I know if everything else falls apart that I have, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it might be, blocked off, that I can always move that somewhere else if I have to, but I'm going to use those 2 hours to get those things done. Another intention may be, again, I want to feel unrushed. So you cap your sessions at, four to a day so that you have more margins in your day. It may be, I want more stability. And so the goal is to clarify, like, what is the baseline that I have to make income-wise each month? So before you even think about goals, I want you to ask yourself, how do I want my work to feel this year as I am approaching the end of this 2025? So when we go into our goals that you might want to consider of kind of how you're looking at those, how you're setting these for the next year. Like I said, we're bringing these down into kind of four categories. So the first one is financial goals. That one I think is a lot, very frequently we all have those. We're setting those for the year. And financial clarity matters. It's not about chasing big numbers. I see a lot of people saying, well, this is my goal. I want to make X amount of money. And I applaud them for that. I have no qualms about if you want to make six figures, seven figures, eight figures, go for it. There's no judgment, no shaming here. But if it is simply about hitting a number, but and not about creating a lifestyle that supports that, that's not going to protect your stability, right? It's going to make things more stressful for you, And so we want to think about that when we are identifying, like, what is this financial goal for us? We, as therapist moms, we need margins. We need predictability in the unpredictable. We need that breathing room. So some questions to kind of help guide you through thinking about these goals might be like, what is my monthly baseline? What is my ideal income, whether it is monthly or annually? Do my fees then reflect my expertise? You know, what I am bringing to the table. Did you take some additional trainings this year? You know, have you been in practice for a certain amount of time and you've not raised your fees? Do I want fewer clients and more space in my time? Do I want to add or shift income streams? These are important questions to be asking yourself. And I think a lot of times we ask ourselves this and we come up with an answer, but we don't necessarily know, like, how do I make that happen? One of my favorite tools that I created that is inside my Built to Run program, but I also offer it as like a standalone $9 offer, is the Private Practice Budget Calculator. It really breaks down everything that you need to know, and it's a really simple fee setting calculator. It's not as easy as saying, I want to make X amount of money, I want to work this amount of months in the year, divide it, there's your fee. There's more nuance to it, especially for us as moms. How do we factor in vacation time? How do we factor in sick days? What do we need to have in our practice versus what we want to take home? And I love this tool. I've been starting to use it this month to help look towards the next year. I pull it out every year, and it's been really interesting just starting to plug some numbers in and play around with it. But it really walks you through your personal budget, again, your business budget, your business expenses, time off, and helps you determine what is your actual fee and income goals. And do the insurance companies that you accept do Does that support that? Does your current fee support that? So you can find the information about that in the show notes, or you can go to raisetopower.com/calculator and check that out. Again, looking at your financial goal is not about pressure, but really about clarity. It's not about earning more just because, but helping you to make decisions based on facts instead of fear. So you may look at this, you know, use this calculator or whatever system you find is best for you, and is going to help you to look at, like, what are some really realistic financial goals. You may say, I want to make six figures this year in practice, but do the things that you have in place really support that? And do you have the bandwidth to do those things to get there? It may be a modest fee increase is one of your goals. Maybe it's $10 to $15 a session. I'm going to be raising my rates $10 a session this year. I haven't done that in 2 years. So that's one of the things I'm going to be doing. Maybe it is shifting to a 4-day schedule and that you're actually able to meet your financial goals in that and have more time on the other side for family or yourself. It may be saying, like, I have to have a certain amount of money put aside so that I can take time off in the summer for kids. It may be diversifying your income, again, coaching or courses, those kinds of things. And if you find yourself kind of coming up against some of this stuff and feeling like, oh, I don't know about this, again, like, we all have our own money struggles, we have our own money stories, but really name what is the resistance coming up for you when you're thinking about these things, when you're thinking about, like, this is my financial goal. Is it a fear of, like, having that conversation with your clients about raising your fees? Is it the guilt of wanting financial stability in a career that we're, quote unquote, supposed to, you know, sacrifice for, or just to kind of do out of the goodness of our hearts? Is it internalized messages from agencies or from society about, like, our role as women and as moms and business owners? It is okay if you want to make good money and want to support your family and not feel burned out. So I want you to be looking at your intention and your financial goals and how those two align. As a therapist, business owner, and a mom, managing your business finances effectively is crucial. That's where Bank Novo comes in. Bank Novo isn't just a bank account, it's your partner in growth. With free checking and a range of features tailored to small businesses like yours, like no hidden fees or minimum balances, Bank Novo makes managing your finances simple and stress-free. But what truly sets Novo apart is its compatibility with the Simple Profit Method. Whether you're just starting out or looking to streamline your financial processes, Bank Novo seamlessly integrates with Simple Profit, helping you track expenses, managing invoices, and maximizing your profits effortlessly. And for listeners of this show, when you sign up for a free Bank Novo account at bit.ly/NovoAshley and enter the referral code AshleyComages, all one word, after making a $100 deposit, you'll receive $40 as a sign-up bonus. Yep, you heard that right. $40 just for taking control of your finances with Bank Novo. So fellow therapists, take the next step towards financial empowerment. Join me in choosing Bank Novo and unlock the financial tools you need to thrive in your practice. The second category that you might want to consider in making some goals for this year is marketing. Now, marketing can feel overwhelming for so many of us as therapists. And then when you add in motherhood, marketing oftentimes can be one of the first things that we drop. But we need marketing in order to have clients coming in. And really, marketing is not necessarily about selling ourselves, but really it's about connection. It doesn't mean that we have to be online all the time. We don't have to perform. But really letting people know about who you are and how you help them. And so a realistic marketing goal might be like one networking call per month. It may be I have a website already, but I want to go back and refresh my website copy. That's one of the things that's on my goal for this year. I have added Virginia as a license that I have, and I have not added that to my website or, you know, updated my SEO with that. And so that's one of my goals for 2026. It may be building 1 to 2 strong referral relationships, either locally or in your state that you're licensed. It may be learning how to do SEO for the first time and adding that to your website as a marketing strategy. If you use social media, it may be 2 reels a month, or if you blog for your website, which is great for SEO, you know, 1 blog a month. But I want you to make sure that you're doing it in whatever actually fits your capacity. If you are in a season with toddlers, if you are in a season with school challenges for one of your kids, or if you are a military spouse and your partner has a deployment coming up, your marketing goals need to reflect that. 2 reels a month can be more effective than forcing yourself into daily content that you can't sustain and it burns you out and you don't want to do it at all. So if your intention is visibility, your goal might be 1 steady marketing action every month. If your intention is ease, your goal might be creating reusable templates that you can use every month for whether it is, you know, Instagram or for your blog or for a newsletter, something like that, something that can help create more ease for you. Category 3 that you might want to consider for goals would be systems and operations. Systems are the things that catch us when our life gets chaotic. When the school nurse calls and your kid gets sick, you want a practice that can hold itself without chaos. Even if it's just being run with just you, you can come back into that system and be able to continue making it flow, even if you have to step away. So some system goals might be simplifying your onboarding for new clients. It's one of the reasons that I love Jane, because it makes it so simple and you're able to do that very, very easily without extra headache that I used to have with other EHR systems. It may be looking at updating your intake forms or your intake process. It may be setting up payment automations or a different type of waitlist process. It may be creating on organizing SOPs for your practice or clarifying your weekly structure. If you are wondering, okay, well, how do I fit some of that stuff in? You may also want to check out the free Time Finder tool that's going to help give you a prompt that you can put into ChatGPT. It's going to give you a schedule within 2 minutes that you're going to be able to figure out how do you plug all these extra things in that is realistic to where you are today. It reduces the guesswork and it's going to help you to stop trying to squeeze like these big tasks into 5-minute windows and really, again, help streamline. Maybe that's one of your goals or your intentions for this year. So you can check that out also in the show notes. But figuring out where are places for you to create these systems within your practice to make things flow easier. And then category 4 to consider for goals is kind of your lifestyle and capacity. This is one that I think is so big for us as moms. Our schedule is part of our mental health. We need to stop planning for a version of ourselves with imaginary childcare. It doesn't exist. So when we are looking at our personal life, our lifestyle, those go hand in hand with our work. So how many hours do you truly want to work? What would feel spacious to you, right? Like what would give you margins? What days work best for your family rhythms or for you personally? What seasons this past year have felt harder in motherhood or lighter that you may be able to have more energy or capacity for things additionally or like subtracting in your practice? So it may look like kind of like lifestyle aligned goals could be like no sessions after 2 o'clock. Fridays, you don't see clients, or maybe you take off your whole summer to be able to be home with your kids. It may be you take 1 week off each quarter as like a rest week or a reset. It may be monthly mental health days. Again, as we're looking at our intentions, maybe your intention is I want peace. And it goes back to that kind of goal of like 4 client days a week, or it could be no clients after 2 o'clock. The intention is I want steadier energy. And it could be I'm actually scheduling a lunch break in my day. So really looking at how do our intentions set up and connect with the goals that we're setting. So as we're choosing the right goals, I want you to be kind of taking this framework to use as a filter of asking yourself, what season am I in? And how do I want to feel during that time? What matters most to me? And what is also realistic with my capacity? And what would future me, what would she thank present me for? Pick 1 to 3 goals. That's it. It doesn't have to be in each of these categories because the longer our list becomes, the guiltier we will feel if the list doesn't get completely accomplished the way we think we're supposed to. A focused list that can become momentum and we can always add to it. But as you're looking towards this next year, I don't want you to overdo it. Moms, seasons shift quickly. Quarterly adjustments keep our goals human, it keeps it realistic. And I think it will help continue to keep us energized. As we are closing this out, as we are looking towards the next year, I want you to remind yourself you don't have to reinvent yourself this coming year, and your goals should support your life, not demand more than you have. So again, if you are looking for some financial support, I really want you to check out the practice budget calculator, raisedempower.com/calculator, or the show notes. If you are looking at how do I fit more realistic time in my schedule to either work on parts of my practice or to start building that practice, check out the Time Finder tool, which is also in the show notes. These are tools to help make things easier for you, not make things harder, not to add more to your plate. And as we wrap up, I want you to think of one intention that can kind of be that umbrella as you're looking at these goals, one intention that you want to carry into your practice this year. It may be a small intention, but that it's going to help make sure that your goals are aligned and create the value that you are looking for to have a more aligned year for yourself. I want to thank you so much for being with me here today, and I hope that this was helpful, and I would love to hear what your goals are as you look towards the new year or what your intentions are. You can check me out on Instagram, shoot me a DM over there, and let me know what they are. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisedtoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.